You are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Prophet University audio series. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with the click of a button. Monthly subscribers also have full access to hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. Now, let's listen to a few minutes of this month's presentation.
Hi, welcome to Establish Your Brand as an Asset That Fuels Growth. I'm Beth Goldstein, and today we're going to talk about business success as it relates to developing a solid brand. We'll talk about the different methods of explaining your brand value, such as using traditional marketing material, social media, and your elevator pitch. Let's get started. I recently wrote a book entitled Lucky by Design, and the focus of my book was to try to understand how can you create business success? How can you create your own lucky opportunities? I became intrigued by this over a number of years when students and clients of mine have come to me and said, wow, I had this amazing experience. I got really lucky and something happened to that accelerated my business. And this always intrigued me and actually rather annoyed me because I don't believe success just happens. Sure, sometimes opportunities just do seem to appear, but I really am a strong believer that we create our own luck. So I decided to better understand what happened before lucky events happened. Therefore, what I did was I created a research study to reverse engineer lucky experiences from hundreds of business owners. And I'm excited to share with you today what I learned. It turns out that lucky business owners are actually 2 to 3 times more heavily engaged in very key and strategic business activities than individuals who don't feel that they're necessarily lucky. They're just working hard. Here's what I discovered. It turns out that people who think they're lucky, as opposed to people who think luck had no impact whatsoever on their business success, the lucky folks are actually doing different activities, as I stated before. Everybody's working hard. That was clear and evident in my study. But there are areas that people were focused slightly differently, and it really changed the growth and the trajectory of their business success. What are those things? First is having a clear value proposition. That is your brand. That's understanding what differentiates you from your competitors. So remember, that's really important in terms of being successful, is being able to really be able to clearly state, acknowledge, and work on activities and products and services that complement what your brand is all about. Other activities that these lucky business owners were doing included expanding sales through bad times as well as good, developing their products focused on growth, and looking at doing a lot of market research, really clearly identifying, not on a gut level, but on a research level, what differentiates them. And finally, these lucky business owners actually 3 times more often had business plans versus other folks who were simply working hard. So it turns out sweat equity is not enough. You really have to do smart, specific goals and business activities to be successful. So the premise of my book, Lucky by Design, is to show people how to take market research and product development and sales and really incorporate that into your unique value proposition or your brand. And basically, the whole point of doing that is thinking about how you're going to drive revenue to your bottom line. So I always like to ask people to think about, what's a solid brand? What's a brand they know of that they're familiar with, and what does that brand mean to them? A brand that I find to be really interesting is Nordstrom. Nordstrom is a store, very high-end, very sophisticated, yet they hold true to their brand, and part of their unique value proposition is that the customer is always right. The customer is treated royally. And they do that in terms of every aspect of how you're treated throughout the entire purchasing process, but also their return policy, which is really unprecedented. Basically, they will accept returns anytime, any place, from any store that Nordstrom has ever had, which then leads to something called the Nordstrom Tire Story. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with the Nordstrom Tire Story, so I'm going to share it with you briefly. Basically, Nordstrom started out in the West Coast in Seattle, and as they were expanding, they moved up to Alaska and opened one of their branches, which at that time were really shoes and, I believe, other accessories. They opened in a store that used to sell tires. And a customer came in one day. Now remember, Nordstrom's policy is we accept all returns. Customer comes in with a tire. And he said, I bought this tire in this store. Now he meant the physical store, because obviously Nordstrom doesn't sell tires. But when the store used to be a tire store, it was the same building. Now, obviously this was not a Nordstrom purchase, but wanting to hold true to what makes them unique, and one of those things is exceptional customer service and we accept all returns, they actually accepted the tire and paid the man whatever it cost, maybe $20 or $30 at that time.
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Profit University audio series. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you're already a subscriber, simply log in to get the full program. Or if you'd like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but also several hundred programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.